right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Harlan's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the NFL has canceled the press conference that the Super Bowl halftime headliners usually host. No word why, but there's rumor that they did it. So Maroon 5, Travis Scott, Big Boy, don't have to comment on Colin Kaepernick allegedly being blackballed by the league. They just want to avoid any talk
that's
of anything.
That's still a story?
It's, yeah, way
really?
Still a story. Yeah, that's part of the reason a lot of people wouldn't do the Super Bowl halftime show. So they better knock it out of the park. I mean, if you're a huge Maroon 5 fan, then this is definitely the show for you. And they're fine. They got a million hits.
Yeah.
But, you know, Morty and I were talking off the air, like, how do you top Prince? You know?
Right.
How do you top who
Mars.
Else? Springsteen. Yeah. You know,
all right. Well, I'll just say,
Michael Jackson.
For the record, I haven't seen the halftime show yet.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
It already sucks.
Everybody's going to walk away.
Yeah. It was awful.
But they will sell millions more albums, and good for them. Good for anyone who does that. Netflix. So they have got a hit on their hands. I don't know if either one of you are watching this. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's the Ted Bundy docuseries that they're doing.
Yeah, we watched it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, you know, it's good. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like, wow, man, I loved it.
We want more.
Yeah, it's great. Well, a bunch of women, a lot of women, are finding themselves very attracted to him. That was part of the problem. He was a good-looking guy. Netflix released a statement saying, basically, ladies, there are thousands of other hot men on our service, and most of them aren't serial murderers.
Right.
So
move on. And he's dead, too.
Yes,
people realize that? He's dead.
Thank God. There's another movie coming out that Zac Efron is in, and the same thing. And women they feel bad. It's
right.
Like, I can't, why am I, oh God, why am I attracted?
Yeah.
It's creepily weird how much she resembles him, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And sad news yesterday, man. R&B singer James Ingram passed away, 66 years old. I don't know if you remember some of these songs. When you say, wait, James Ingram?
Huh. Yeah, it's such a good voice. When I was at KLUC, we had him in the studio. He came into the studio.
That's cool. He did a show here for a short while.
Yeah. And was the nicest guy.
I believe that.
And it was summertime. It was like, I don't know how hot it was.
Jeez.
He's just great. He's just great.
Really,
but he came in all bundled up and a scarf around his neck. I said, do you realize how hot it is? He goes, I do. But let me tell you something. And that's when I first heard about the Vegas throat. He goes, with the dry heat and all that, it really affects. So I'm trying to protect.
I
wanted to come in and say hi and everything.
Oh,
and he was such a great guy.
That's really, I'm glad to hear that. Very young, 66 years old, battling brain cancer. Man, he will be missed. Great voice. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.